James Clymer asks Joe Biden to respond to four family business contradictions. By Wendell Hasebo on March 28, 2024. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Clymer, RKY, on Thursday asked President Joe Biden to appear before the committee to answer questions about four contradictions that have arisen concerning the lucrative Biden family business. The White House previously downplayed the idea of Joe Biden testifying before Congress. The impeachment inquiry is investigating Joe Biden for his involvement in the Biden family business with Hunter Biden, James Biden, and additional family members. House investigators have found a massive web of wire transfers, 20 shell companies, and associates who helped the Biden family business rake in at least $24 million from foreign nationals over the course of approximately 5 years. They also revealed Joe Biden received money from James and Hunter Biden. In addition, they showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. In the letter, Clymer requested Joe Biden to answer questions about his participation in his family's pay-for-influence schemes. Joe Biden participated in schemes to provide access to your other's offices in exchange for payments to your family, Clymer wrote, citing witnesses. Clymer underscored Joe Biden's previous claims that he did not engage in influence peddling in exchange for payments to your family, and juxtaposed that claim with evidence obtained by the inquiry. Clymer asked Joe Biden to provide answers to the following four contradictions. 1. China. Clymer wrote, "You have asserted your family has not made money from China." However, the committee has identified approximately $10 million originating from China connected to Biden influence peddling. 2. Ukraine. Clymer wrote, "You have asserted that you're pressuring Ukraine in 2015 to fire a government official investigating a company in which your son had a financial interest was wholly in line with U.S. policy. The committee has received bank records showing that your son was paid $1 million per year for his position on the board of the Ukrainian company Burisma until you left public office and then his salary was inexplicably cut in half. Additionally, the committee has been obstructed by the White House regarding information necessary to evaluate action you took regarding the firing of the Ukrainian government official." 3. Russia. Clymer wrote, "You have asserted that you never talked business with your family's business associates. However, the committee has received testimony that you in fact regularly joined meetings by speakerphone, including with certain Russian individuals with whom your son did business. The committee has identified several instances in which your involvement aligned with your family receiving money originating from Russia." 4. Loans. Clymer wrote, "The committee has identified and successfully traced money from foreign transactions, including from China, to your own bank accounts. Certain checks have been described as loan repayment as. However, the person who provided you free bookkeeping during your time as vice president and your son's business partner did not remember any evidence of a loan from your accounts. When asked to provide evidence of the underlying loans, the White House refused. Regardless of whether you have been paid or repaid using funds from these transactions, the committee has gathered evidence showing that your family only received these funds because of your own participation in meetings with their business associates. Indeed, the Biden family business associates in fact became your business associates when it is through their entities and your efforts that you were able to be paid or repaid." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.